My guest at this time is Paul Lindsay, Director of Communications at the National Republican Congressional Committee. That's the organization tasked with recruiting and electing as many Republicans to Congress as possible. They got a surprise for an open seat in the 2012 elections as longtime Massachusetts Democrat Barney Frank, as very recently chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, announced he would be retiring and not seeking another term in the year 2012. And Paul, thanks very much for being with us.
Greg, good to be with you.
Two ways to look at this. One, obviously, is the record of Congressman Frank over 30-plus years in Congress, and the other is what happens now to this seat. First of all, the congressman said the main reason he decided not to run for re-election was because of the redrawn district, and there would be about 300-plus thousand people that he had never represented before, and that changing complexion of the district was the reason that he is no longer going to be running for that seat. Do you buy that explanation?
Well, I mean, that may tell you something about how divisive Barney Frank has become nationwide and maybe in his own state of Massachusetts. But the fact is, after redistricting, the district is still a very Democratic district. I think the larger point here, from a national perspective, is that if Barney Frank is not convinced that he has any shot at becoming a committee chairman next year, then it's going to be very hard for House Democrats to convince anyone else that they actually have a shot of returning Nancy Pelosi to the Speaker's chair and retaking the majority.
So that gives you some confidence that Democrats behind the scenes don't see a way to the majority?
I think so. I mean, this is generally what you see when members on either side, either party, begin to retire. It usually is a sign that they do not foresee very much hope for their party returning to power. Republicans faced a similar situation in 2007 and 2008 when you had a number of retirements. And the more telling problem for Democrats right now is that they have more than a dozen Democrats retiring, but they're also retiring in very Republican seats, not just Barney Frank's, which is obviously a Democrat seat in a Democratic state. But you have folks like Dan Boren in Oklahoma who have announced his retirement, Mike Ross in Arkansas, Joe Donnelly in Indiana who is running for the Senate seat and vacating a House seat that leans Republican. That makes it significantly harder for Democrats because they're either going to have to spend money defending those seats, or they're going to have to sacrifice them for Republicans. So it's going to take a lot more than just 25 seats for Democrats to win and retake the majority. And I think that folks like Barney Frank and a lot of conventional wisdom in Washington is beginning to show that.
Obviously, if he fills out the term, the congressman has another year or so in office. But with over 30 years now to evaluate whether it's his handling of the financial crisis, his dealings with Fannie and Freddie, or anything else from his congressional tenure, what do you think will be his legacy?
Well, look, this is certainly somebody who has not been shy with the media and has certainly had a very open career. Look, the fact is, Barney Frank is responsible for a lot of the big government agenda that we have seen Democrats pursue over the past 3 years. When, as you mentioned, whether it's Fannie or Freddie or Dodd-Frank, a lot of the problems you're seeing, a lot of the criticisms you're seeing from the business community and from small businesses throughout the country come from a lot of the regulations that he's pushed through his committee. So he's had a very powerful and meteoric rise to the top of Democratic leadership, but obviously that has not been to the benefit of a lot of small business owners throughout the country who want to create jobs and have been hindered by a lot of these policies.
We're talking with Paul Lindsay of the NRCC, and Paul, you mentioned that it's a largely a Democratic seat in a Democratic state. The closest fight I think he's had, at least in the last couple of decades, was just this last time with Sean Bilad coming within, I think, 10 points, which actually made Congressman Frank campaign to some extent in 2010. Given the redrawn district, do you expect Republicans to put up a fight, or the numbers pretty much just too much to take on?
I think you'll see Republicans put up a fight. I think, Massachusetts obviously has an independent streak to it. We saw that with Scott Brown's election and with their tendency to elect Republican governors. So there is that tendency in Massachusetts occasionally, and we'll see what happens, in the presidential cycle. But I think you're definitely going to see Republicans field a strong candidate there. But as with many of the seats that we have in the Northeast, obviously, a lot of them have trended away from Republicans over the years. So it will be an uphill climb, but it certainly is not out of the question given the state's history.
Paul, very interesting. We'll be watching that along with many of those other races you mentioned. Thanks for your time today.
Great. Thanks so much, Greg.
Paul Lindsay of the National Republican Congressional Committee is the communications director there. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.